as of now. So we have, again, Mike Corder in Kentucky, Pam Olson in Florida, Jenny Caligiuri in Iowa, Delva Pratt in Illinois, Leah Kierwin, Executive Director, Mary McIntosh in Connecticut, Beth Folsom in Colorado, and Cindy Williams in Michigan, our newest addition here. And Cindy, would you mind just taking 2 minutes and giving us telling us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. As you know, my name is Cindy Williams, and I have had a couple different roles inside of our church and outside in the state. Inside the church, I am the pastor over prayer and the prophetic. In the state, I've been working as an internationally known researcher for probably over 17 years, a network and a mobilizer for the state, whether that's we've actually taken on different roles to mobilize prayer on an apostolic prophetic level for years with the USSPN. There's a lot of names that had changed over the years. But within this state, my job, what I've been doing for, I don't know, probably 10 years, is one, meeting with government officials on call for them, praying for them. And that may require, can't tell you the situation, pray, and my job is to hear God and tell them. And usually, I'd say 99 to 100% of the time, it's what's going on, what God's saying, what to do. And I work with senior pastors, gather up round tables with prophetic leaders in the state. Senior pastors, we have a network that meets monthly. And there's a few other things that I do, but I've just networked and mobilized and administratively overseen networks for 17 years total. And when this door opened up with CPC, it was the door that I've been praying about, because I've been meeting with government for over 8 years in our state, usually congressmen or representatives and senators. And I really have been asking God how to get those doors open more. So I have a real heart to see our state change and believe that God's got his hand on our government, and therefore it's one of the reasons why Detroit is turning around, is because Lansing government, we have godly leaders in there who are expressing their voices, and they're making godly decisions from the top down. So Michigan, we really see a change is coming, and we're hoping that that voice and its authority continues to increase. So that's a little bit of who I am, and I'm kind of like a prophetic strategist. I love to see God move. I'm addicted to that, and so I'm always asking God, what are you saying? What are you doing? What do you want me to do? I say and I do that, and he does things. So that's in a nutshell.
Well, we are so glad that you so glad to connect with you. We appreciate, we can tell just on the Tuesday mornings that you are an incredible leader, and so thank you for being with us today and for sharing, and we look forward to getting to know you more. If you wouldn't mind, I know you're the newbie, but you're also obviously, if you wouldn't mind just opening up today our meeting in prayer, that'd be great.
Lord, thank you. You said that if we lift your name up, that if we would lift your name, Lord, that all men would be drawn to you. Father, we just thank you that even as we gather on this call and we lift your name up, we thank you, God, the power and the effect of that is that it will change lives. It will change other people's lives. Holy Spirit, have your way. Father, we just welcome you. We welcome your presence. We welcome your authority. Father, all that you desire to get done today, we just thank you, God, for wisdom and counsel, for might, for power. Lord, that you are here and you're providing that in Jesus' name. Amen.
And thank you. And I also just want to welcome Thomas Wise, Reverend Thomas Wise in Ohio, and Lee Brown in Tennessee. Thank you both for being on. We do have most everyone with us. I think we're missing Sandra and Sharon, and hopefully they'll be able to join us shortly here. There's Sharon.
Hey, sorry, just jumped off.
Oh, good. Glad that you're with us. Thank you for being on, Sharon. Good. Well, I know, and hopefully Sandra then in Oklahoma will be able to jump on with us shortly. But again, just wanted to say that it's Jenny's birthday, so we wish our our family member there in Iowa a big happy birthday. And if anyone wants to send her an email or call later, please do. And as for now, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Leah to give us some great updates.
Well, thank you so much, Summer. Thrilled. Just so grateful for every one of you. I have about three big updates that I want to give you today. One is regarding the Ngabu Trust. One is regarding the Prayer Caucus Network and the summit that we've been talking about. And another is about some of the coalitions that God has opened up for us that are really turning out to be quite significant. The first one, the Ngagwe Trust, for all those that were involved in the shout-out yesterday, we were thrilled. We actually were promoted by groups and organizations with a combined fan base of 1.5 million. So we were thrilled about the reach. Nearly 300,000 were reached directly through our social media, and over 2,000 people shared the posts that we created just on our page. So we were really, really thrilled with the impact that it had across the board. And the second thing is this In God We Trust Million Window campaign is just picking up speed. And that is, we now have three dozen organizations, over 35 organizations, I think, that have now joined us and are promoting and are getting ready to roll out some significant promotion. Of course, you know, Mike Huckabee has been on board, but also Alan West is promoting, and Jim Dobson, and quite a few other big organizations, American Family. We've had Catholic Vote. We've had probably, I've been on radio and television. This Ngabu Trust campaign just seems to really have, catch the hearts and the vision of people. Just as a tiny sample of this, I was on a radio station two nights ago with a national station, and after talking to them about the In God We Trust Put It Up campaign, he said, Leah, this is huge, and we want to get behind this, and we want every single week to keep moving this forward. We do not want this to drop. He said, we want to see God put up back up in America. And this is the first thing I've heard of that's actually proactive, that's actually reversing the trend. He said, everything that I'm hearing is us defending against them taking God down and winning some and losing some. But this is something that is giving us a chance to be proactive and do something. And just as an encouragement regarding the In God We Trust campaign, not only are we putting, I've told you that we're putting displays up in 100 members of Congress office, that Mike Speaker Boehner put out a big article yesterday talking about the In God We Trust national motto and Eisenhower signing it in yesterday, and he put a picture of the display that he's putting up in his office, and he mentioned the caucus and this effort. We really are getting some traction with the members of Congress who are behind this and are supporting this on a number of levels, and really have a vision for using this as an opportunity to not just promote and encourage people to put it up, although lots of that too, but also do some significant legislative activities around this so that they too can use their influence to put God back up in our nation and give people the opportunity in our schools and our government meetings and things like that to really put God first. So it has been very encouraging. And the couple of times that it's been come against Isle of Wight in Virginia and the folks in Washington, the groups are being challenged on the motto, but not only are the groups voting to approve it, but really there's almost no traction on trying to oppose this In God We Trust. And we know that the legal, they've lost so many times in legal battles, it's universal that they're losing, so they don't really even try hard. And I think they know that we have a real shot at reversing the momentum with this In God We Trust campaign. So all of you, I'm really hoping, I know everybody's got 100 things to do, but I know this Million Window campaign, I really am hoping every prayer caucus will jump on board, get a URL, start promoting it. I've been in some of your states on radio stations promoting it and encouraging it, and I would love to, you know, I'd love to be able to promote it. If I'm in your state, I'd love to promote it somehow, you know, to benefit you. We have to work that out, but we have to just kind of, you know, get the kinks out and make sure everybody's up and running. And I know there might, just so you know, this is crazy. All these partners started coming on board, and Tricia was started sending out all these emails. The emails were not going through. I mean, she called me and said, Leah, something is up. And they honestly think that Google was blocking a bunch of our emails, because the email before and the email after went through, but our In God We Trust stuff was not getting through to people. We had to call them. We had to send it to alternate routes out of Gmail, other emails, in order to get our emails to people. So if you didn't get your stuff, you know, we've since then have really taken it bull by the horn and that fixed a lot of that and got it worked out. But there was quite a interesting week or so there when nobody was getting anything we were sending out and that Trish was sending. So be patient. If you didn't get yours, we've tried to resend it. But if you have signed up and haven't got your information, stay diligent and make sure we know that so we can get it to you again. And then the last thing of the coalition, I have to talk to you that briefly and then end with the Prayer Caucus Network and the summit. The coalitions that God has given us have been, we have three coalitions that are huge right now that we're working on. One of them will be a giant sort of social media coalition that's banding together to start doing a massive social media opportunities for groups like us. And there's only about 15 groups that are part of this coalition, and we'll be able to really put out some widespread messaging through this coalition of social media opportunities. And I'm not going to get into a lot of detail there, but I just want you to know that we're going to have some great access through social media here real soon. Also, there's another very private meeting that I'm going to in a couple weeks that is a coalition of about 50 organizations, and they're being asked to get on board with just a couple of big nationwide initiatives, and one of those initiatives is the In God We Trust campaign and what we're doing. They felt like it's one of the most significant, could be a significant game changer, and so they've asked us to come and share about this. So it's definitely picking up speed and then another coalition that I'm a part of, I'll be on the government board. It's called Renewal of America. Many of you have heard of it already, Bob Williamson, Oz Hillman, and we're definitely in a relationship with that organization. So if you hear about that, Renewal of America, they're solid, they're good. They're trying to build a database and a grassroots task force and website and really just be a giant movement for the kinds of things that we believe in, Judeo-Christian issues and values and all that. So positive. So if you again hear about Renewal of America, we are definitely on board with them, and they've been very, very open with us and open arms as well. And we will have an influence in the government sphere through that organization as well. And then the last thing I wanted to report is I've had a great conversation with Congressman Forbes and the congressional leaders and the vision that they have for this whole network of government leaders. And we have agreed to now somebody's – I'm getting back. Is everybody on mute? Hearing. Okay, is that better? Okay. So the government, hold on a second. Okay. I wonder if it was me on my Bluetooth. So the summit that I told you all about last time we met is scheduled for March the 6th and 7th in North Carolina. And I want you to all put that on your calendar. This is going to be, I think, a significant, very significant 2 days. Now, Summer, I'm getting really bad feedback. Is anybody else hearing that?
I do hear it, and we do ask that everybody would be on mute. I think most of you probably are. I just started to hear it.
Okay.
But it's not happening to me, I don't think.
Okay. I just want to make sure that it's not causing trouble for anybody else. Okay, good. And so the after talking with Randy Forbes, Congressman Forbes, of course, who you know is the co-chair of the Congressional Prayer Caucus, just for a couple of those that are newer to the team, we are going to have a group of congressmen there, and they will be basically facilitating or hosting this meeting. And we are going to be inviting the government leaders, all the Prayer Caucus chairs, government leaders. We're going to identify folks in states that are thinking about forming, or we know of people. We hope to have a representative from all 50 states there in the government. And this is going to be a strategic meeting. This is not just a conference to come and hear speakers, but it's going to be a meeting where we're strategizing how do we redirect the nation using, you know, the influence that these government leaders have. And this is, Randy, when he was on the phone today, said, Leah, I think this has the opportunity of being one of the most significant, important meetings that we can have to reverse the direction of what's happening in this nation. Because if we can get these leaders together and come up with some ideas and plans and strategies that we all work on together, he said, we really could make a difference. And so I really believe that. We've been praying about this, well, for 5 years, and really been praying this last year about, Lord, how and when do we bring this network of leaders together? And we have all the pieces really are in place to make it happen. It's going to be in North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, at this point at the Billy Graham Library. And there's lots of reasons for that, of why it's not going to be in D.C. and why we picked that place and all that. So we can talk about that later. But I just wanted to make sure that you knew that that is happening. Block it off on your calendars. I'm hoping every one of you are there. And we're really excited about what God might be doing. And please pray, please, please, please start praying over this summit, because this has the opportunity of also having tremendous attacks, obviously. We expect them, and so we're gearing up a huge prayer force around it right from the get-go. So that was mostly what I had to share. Summer, I'm going to pass it back to you, or open it up for questions, or pass it back to you, Summer.
Yeah, I know you wanted to talk about the NDP prayer tour. Do you want to just give some background on that, what you're thinking? And
Yeah. That was the other thing, too. It doesn't affect everybody. That's why I didn't want to spend too much time on it. But we do, another coalition or another friend, of course, is the National Day of Prayer folks and the National Prayer Council. I mean, we are friends and have relationship with most of the ministries and organizations and prayer groups and things. And so we want to always find ways in which we can encourage each other, help each other. And the National Day of Prayer bus tour is going across the South and then ending up in, starting in Florida, ending up in L.A. And their summit this year is in Hollywood. Last year it was in D.C., which we participated in. This year it's in Hollywood. So I just wanted to let a couple of states know. We sent out the calendar so you could know when they were coming through and whether or not you wanted to find a way to participate or, encourage your folks to be a part of it. So really that was what that was about, is just to give you an opportunity to know what they were doing and say, you know, let's encourage it and support it if we can.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions for Leah? always give a minute in case people are trying to unmute.
Leah?
Yes.
Leah?
Yes.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello.
I'm not hearing
Karen,
anything.
Are you there?
Leah?
Yes.
Hey, this is Sharon. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. There you are.
Hey. I just wanted to clarify one thing about the summit. The correct location is the Billy Graham Library and not the Cove. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
And we will give you all the specific information as we start rolling it out as to how we're going to go about inviting. Obviously, this is invite only. This is not something that we're asking you guys not to really even talk about this at this point. I probably should have mentioned that. It's kind of a big, important one. I'd rather you didn't talk about this summit at this point. I'd rather you didn't share it, even with your organizations. Definitely don't share it with folks. We're not ready to share it with the legislators at this point. This is just for you guys to know and to put it on your calendars and start praying, because it's invite only and we're not necessarily going to be advertising it to the general public. Why, right? I mean, why draw attention to this summit? And so we haven't really decided yet exactly all the details of how we're going to accomplish this. Obviously, we're not trying to do a hush-hush, secretive, don't tell anybody. But what we'd like to do is be measured and be ready for when we let people know about it. Make sure that we have all of our T's crossed and I's dotted, because there's wording that I have to put into place through I have to work with the congressional offices and make sure that I word it properly so that they don't get into trouble when they attend this. So you can see there's a lot of delicate things that need to happen and be put in place so that we are really correct right from the get-go. It's difficult to do this kind of a thing. Actually, I don't know that anybody's tried to pull anything like this off before, quite like this. It's just sort of dire times need dire strategies. And so it's going to be interesting, but we want to do it carefully and we want to do it wisely. And we just need you guys to maybe just kind of keep it under your hats for a bit.
Great. Okay, great. And I just have a couple. Well, first of all, any other questions for Leah? Okay. We'll have time at the end of the call if you do have any, if you do think of something. Pam, if you could be thinking about, I'm going to ask you to share about some of your successes in the state in Florida while I touch on a few topics. I don't mean to catch you off guard. I probably should have told you beforehand, but I would love for you to share some of your some of the ways that you've been able to connect with the Houses of Prayer and other ministries in the state, some of your, again, just some of your successes in Florida. I just wanted to touch on a couple of issues that are national issues but ultimately affect us all, ultimately affect the states, and I think that legislators in the Prayer Caucus should all be aware of. There is an agenda to overturn the Hobby Lobby decision. And for I'm sure most of you or all of you are aware that the Supreme Court ruled in favor of Hobby Lobby giving or protecting religious freedom and freedom of conscience for business individuals that are in for-profit business. However, there is still an agenda to overturn that decision. Thankfully, a bill that was in the Senate did fail. But also there was recently a religious leader, Religious Liberty Ambassador, appointed that is not a Christian and also is against the Hobby Lobby decision. So I just want to continue to ask you all to pray for that. And they also determined, I believe it was yesterday, that the individual mandate does stand at this point. So just an update on that. Also, as you all know, a huge part of our mission is protecting our Judeo-Christian heritage and religious freedom. There is still a major attack on Christian symbols. Some of the congressional leaders have created legislation to protect Christian symbols, the right for people to display Christian symbols, but I wanted to just make you aware of a couple other instances. The Ground Zero Cross thankfully can stay. There was a situation where atheists had sued to make sure that the Ground Zero Cross that remained after the 9/11 attack would not be able to go into the museum, but thankfully that has there has been a victory in that case, so the cross will be in the museum. But the Veterans Administration, the VA, is now covering a Jesus statue and cross in hospitals. They're actually going through, it's a chaplain's organization that's going through and noting different hospitals that have any reference to Christ or Christian faith in these hospitals and hospital chapels, and either are demanding they be covered or removed. So if we could, you know, just let our legislators know as you feel led that, there are still some very serious attacks on faith, our Judeo-Christian heritage, and it's very real. One other thing I wanted to mention was North Carolina and Missouri have recently passed special legislation to protect the rights of students. And this is an effort that was done in addition to a constitutional amendment that's already in place, a RFRA, Religious Freedom Restoration Act, that's in place in these states. That the legislators felt, and other individuals in the state that are head of family policy councils and those that are actually watching the attacks on faith and specifically for students, they felt that it was necessary to add additional protections for students. So I just wanted to make you aware of that, that you can, in case you feel led to tell your legislators that there are many states that have RFRAs in place, but they're also feeling that it's necessary to add additional religious freedom legislation for the protection of students. And that's really all I wanted to touch on for right now. I can provide that text if any of you are interested in that legislation. But those are the main things I wanted to touch on right now. I wanted to make sure that all of you have the opportunity to share and provide support, encouragement, anything, just dialogue amongst ourselves as a team. So I'd love to just take some time, and Pam, if you do feel like you are ready to share, I'd love for you to share just some of your successes in Florida and, again, how you have been able to connect the prayer houses. I know you said there was like 47 prayer houses you've been able to connect with. You've been successful with connecting with legislators at all levels. And if you would just take two, three minutes to share a little bit about how you have been effective in Florida.
Sure. Well, by God's grace and lots of prayer, truly that is the key, that we pray for our leaders by name. And, you know, I have a lot of people always call me and say, oh, can you get me with the governor? Can you do this? Can you do that? And I say, no, you need to pray and ask God to put you in their place. So that's been the key for 20 years. I've been at the Capitol praying and praying with our governors and leaders. And I am excited because these last 4 years, for the first time in the 20 years I've been at the Capitol as a governmental intercessor, we have across the board all our governor, all our cabinet members and Speaker of the House and Senate President, and the future Speaker of the House and Senate President, are all Christian, strong Christians. Some are more discipled than others in the word, but really pro-life, pro-family, pro-Israel leaders. And we've seen the strongest pro-life bills passed in the history of Florida. And abortion's gone down 25% in the last few years because of God answering prayers and putting leaders in place and bills being passed. And it's just been astounding to see the how God has linked together the prayer movement in our state. I run Florida Prayer Network as well and have for years and founded it. And we have 47 houses of prayer. We're connected when we have a call to prayer and things that are happening. We immediately have an email group that we send out to. And it's just been exciting to see answers, especially after 20 years of pressing and praying. I've been a national leader with the National Day of Prayer Task Force for over 20 years, and just watching and seeing how God is connecting things in the prayer movement and seeing the the strength of it, even in the midst of seeing our liberties erode, it's just been astounding to me to watch. I mean, we've got godly leaders, spiritual leaders in place in our government, and they're asking us to lead prayer at the Capitol. I mean, the last 4 years, we've led the intercession at the Capitol with the community and with legislative leaders and laying out bills and having spouses even there crying out and pounding the floor on the 22nd floor of the Capitol. So, you know, crying out for God to move. So we're at the place now, obviously, with elections, with our governor and all our cabinet members are up for election, and we are just trying to raise up a young generation of warriors to stand in that place too. And we've got Dick Eastman and Winky Pratney and Brian Kim and Matt Lockett coming from Washington, D.C., and just coming in October to stand with us to cry out for another Jesus movement. We're bringing them in. And just, I believe God's doing something, and I think Florida is a key state. So I appreciate you guys' prayers over our leaders being elected, because we need them to be able to walk forward in the destiny that God has.
Thank you. How specifically have you connected with the prayer houses and the other organizations?
Because of my leadership position with National Day of Prayer and then founding Florida Prayer Network, I reached out and we prayed and began to connect with other groups. And then we started a house of prayer 9 years ago, the International House of Prayer in Tallahassee. And we were the second house of prayer to start in Florida. And so watching God birth houses of prayer, we've all just reached out, and we have several key leaders in the houses of prayer in the state that have connected, which has helped with the other smaller houses of prayer. So it's just been a God weaving his network of people of prayer. And John Malendi has come in the last few years from the transformation video from Uganda and has started Awakening Florida, and that's helped with some of the prayer movements connecting together, as well as the praying church. So we are getting there to be connected as a state.
Does anyone have any questions for Pam? I know all of you are well connected or continuing to seek relationship, because it really is through relationship that the unity is created and the vision is united. So I just didn't know if any of you had any questions specifically for Pam. I know she's a part of multiple solemn assemblies and prayer days at the Capitol and a variety of other events. Some of those that are newer, I don't know if you have any questions specifically on what some of these events in the Capitol look like and how she's been able to maintain relationship with the legislators and the governor, but I thought I would just give an opportunity for those questions.
You might want to explain to everybody what a house of prayer means.
What is a house of prayer? Well, a house of prayer is people that pray together and intercede and worship Jesus. Each house of prayer, especially in our state with 47 of them, they might all look a little different. They might not be modeled with a harp and bowl worship and prayer model, but it's a place and a gathering that's open, like for us, we're open 6 days a week, where prayer and worship goes forth, and we train and equip people as to what intimacy with Christ means, how to stand in intercession, what the Word of God says, and raise up and train a young generation, especially of intercessors, to run young and old together. But it's a training and equipping center and a place of prayer and worship.
That's exactly right, Thomas. Many, many houses of prayer are people that have literally dedicated their life for a season or for however long to continual prayer. In D.C., there's four that I'm aware of, and probably more, but these are individuals, again, that at least for a season have committed to praying day and night for our nation, for Israel, and they really are across the nation. So
across the world, there is, just so you guys know, too, there is one in it. Well, actually, there's two in Israel, and one of them is going 24/7 and has been for years praying and worshiping in Jerusalem.
That's right.
If I wanted to find out the ones in Ohio, how would I do that?
I would Google houses of prayer in Ohio, and I guarantee you they'll come up, and then see from there. I'd have to look and see, because I'm not sure with Ohio who is there, but that's probably the easiest way to just get started.
I just want to let you know I'm very we just came across a house of prayer. They want to start in our capital. And so I've been networking with those leaders for a while now. And
yes.
I know that, but I think there's people on our line who may not know what that is. So you know, I was bringing that information up. I do like your term governmental
intercessor. I'm a full-time intercessory missionary. I raised support to be a missionary, but God called me especially in governmental intercession to pray. Like I call our house, our state capital, we refer to as the other house of prayer we run. Because if we start thinking of our state capitals that way, we will pray daily for our leaders, and I didn't even live in our state capital city for 5 years, but I flew up there, I drove up there, I took it on as a mission field because the Lord said so. But if we start seeing it as that we pray and we legislate from a place of intercession over our state capitals and our U.S. capital, that's what I love about the Congressional Prayer Caucus, because if we get that it's a governmental intercession and we see things from God's perspective, we legislate our government through intercession.
Pam, this is Mike Corder. I just want to clarify something real quick. I was looking, Googled up houses of prayer the other day and did find some for Kentucky, but I was wondering if there's is there a common alliance between them? Are they sourced out of IHOP in Kansas, or are they sourced out of some other group, or is there a
leader overall? They're not sourced. No. There are different groups that have relationship where they work together. Most of it is by relationship. Like we do work with IHOP Kansas City by relationship. We're very close with the Justice House of Prayer in Washington, D.C., but there's no mothership. You know, it's by relationship. So not all the houses of prayer are connected, but many are. And there are some groups that are trying more to connect the houses of prayer, but it's by relationship. So there's a broad spectrum that are connected by relationship, but not by, it's not like another, you know, a denomination that has a leader that goes from there. It's by relationship, and God raises up the houses of prayer in the different cities.
Thanks.
Sure.
Great. Okay, well, thank you, Pam. Thanks for all that you're doing in Florida. It sounds like there have been tremendous victories.
And a long way to go.
But we are definitely standing with you.
Thank you.
Well, good. Now, I know a lot of your states are out of session. Is there anyone that has something specifically you want to share that you feel other state directors would benefit from? This is a time of strategy for many states. Is there anything that you would want to share that would help with the strategy for each individual state?
This is Cindy in Michigan, and I have a suggestion for the person in Ohio.
Yeah,
I wonder,
please.
Are you in contact with Tim Sheets?
Only an email relationship.
Okay, because you could give them a call, and you can, you know, you might wind up talking with his wife, but you could just say Cindy with Barbara Yoder suggested that you give him a call. But he would be aware of what groups are strongly involved in with the Capitol, whether those are houses of prayer or what the state is doing. And then Rodney Lord, I'm trying to remember whether he lives in Ohio. He might be across the border, but he works in Ohio. There's like four key people who are tied in there. And Tim Sheets is Pastor Tim Sheets would be a great connection just to say, can you tell me what's going on? And who's doing what, because that state's really connected. You know, I was just thinking I could look on the website and I could look at my emails and probably forward a few things. But it would just be another avenue in through, you know, to who's doing what. Because some of the people there I think we've known for probably 10, 12 years. So.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate anything you can do.
Okay. Yeah.
Great. Lee, thank you for being on. We've been praying for leadership in Tennessee because I know the prayer caucus has formed. I know that you all are continuing to go and pray in the Capitol in Tennessee, but do you have any updates for us on potential leadership? Lee, are you there?
Oh, you're talking to me? I thought you said Leah.
Oh, Lee. Yeah, sorry, Lee.
Me. Oh, any potential, you know what? We are the most religious state in the nation. I don't know what it is. There is just nobody. We've asked several. They're all too busy. They're all too busy. And we do have righteous people now after many years of praying in Tennessee. But they're all too busy. Sorry, I don't have time. You need to get a younger person. That's what we hear all the time. You need to get a younger person.
Okay.
So, you know, it's just like Jack and I just look at each other and go, what is it? What is the problem here? So obviously there is a huge stronghold. No other state has Athena that is 12 feet tall, and people bow to Athena. A friend of fraternities go in and bow before Athena. All of our young men in our state that are in fraternities go and bow before Athena. So we have this, you know, it's no different than any other state, but we have Athena. And she is a demonic principality is raising its ugly head. And I believe it's because of all your prayers in all of your states. So we be praying for us. We have to have a breakthrough.
Okay. We will definitely.
Were you talking about Tennessee?
Yes.
Do you know Sarah Lowe in Tennessee?
Oh, yes, Sarah used to be when she first moved.
Yeah, but Sarah would be a great contact for that.
She is not governmental anymore.
She is. Well, no, I know, but she totally has been for 20 years. She might be a good source of talking to her about that.
Mm-hmm.
She's totally been at the Capitol and totally 20 years of governmental intercession there. So anyway, I would suggest she would be who I would immediately say would be one to help you. Have you talked with her?
I know her very well.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because yeah. I say I've run with her for 20
she's
years.
She's very busy. She's busy overall with National Day of Prayer. She's no longer coming to the Capitol or involved in that because. As you know, she's over Texas. She's over.
I know. I'm just saying. I think she might know somebody. So, and I Bob Perry might even be able to help you. He's over the National House of Prayer.
Yes, we know Bob.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Anyone.
Well, those would be the two in Tennessee that I would think should be able to help you. So, okay. Well, you know both of them.
Yeah, it's just a different place. So, and, you know, the city of Nashville is number 5 in the world now. Number 5. Worldwide, everybody comes to Nashville. So it's definitely on the radar of the devil, and it's the radar of the world. So, but you know what? A lot of good things come out of this little state. And I believe God, this is a state to worship God. So that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with this state's destiny as a state of worship of God. So we're in the battle, but you know what? Governmentally, Jack and I believe in our hearts to know the destiny. One thing we do have that's exciting is we have, for the first time after, 11 years that we've been in that capital, we have this little tiny group that are actually staff members. I mentioned this a while back, that are we're starting to pray with. I mean, literally warfare prayer, you know. And the staff member is administrator for the most powerful senator in the state, which he heads up the committee for finance. I said, honey, we got to have a map. And she pulls out, she gets this historical map that's 5 feet long. And we're in his little boardroom declaring an anointing and doing heavy warfare with staff. So that is a brand new thing that we have never done before that God is doing. So teaching them to declare and prophesy over the land and do the warfare. So that is breakthrough for us. We're just, it's amazing. We've never had that before.
Well, thank you for the update. I know we have probably just 10 minutes left, so I want to see, is there anybody else? Beth, I'd love to hear from you in Colorado.
Just got to get myself off of mute here. you know, it's so interesting to listen about Tennessee, because it was just so close to my heart, and that we've been struggling so long here because we've just really seen Satan working overtime in our state. And to finally see glimmers of hope coming through, only because of God's intervention, only because of the intercessors that have prayed and are continuing to pray so faithfully across the state. And you know, we're finally seeing glimmers, and so it's exciting to see that. And you know, we're just plugging along right now, still looking for a second co-chair before the next session starts. I'm starting to hear more about other groups that are gathering for prayer, and so I'm trying, one of my goals is to try and get all of their information up so that we can get more people to those events and to get them praying as groups. And just, yes, God answers our prayers individually, but there's something about coming together as a group and having a room full of people just praising God and intercessing on the parts of so many. So, you know, it's just amazing because I know what darkness feels like. And just hang in there and know that we'll be praying for you in Tennessee.
Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. We'll continue to pray for leadership there, also in Colorado. Mike, do you have anything you want to share? What types of things are you doing during this planning session strategy time for Kentucky?
We've got I did my first radio interview a couple of days ago. That was stirring. I'll be speaking in one of the cities coming up next week to a men's prayer breakfast. Would love to see more of that spread around, and we will be doing the In God We Trust campaign pretty soon. It is a quiet time of season with legislators being out of session, but we've enjoyed good prayer at the Capitol during that 7:14 event. And then at that time, we talked with the assistant to the governor and really requested a time of prayer with him in his office, and he said he would do that. We haven't gotten back with him to find when that would be, but we're supposed to be having a date on that just to meet with him. He's fairly progressive, but grew up in a strong Baptist family, so we know he turned at some point during his legal education. So he's one of those who really does want to separate church and state. So we look forward to a time of prayer with him. And I'm sure we'll be getting with other groups, hopefully before this session starts. And again, with our director, we'd love to see a co-director come forth.
Great. Are you thinking of any, what type of events for the opening of a session are you considering?
Well, we will be doing a call to prayer event for sure in January, and we will have another prayer event before elections, probably either very close to Election Day, coming up in November, just to pull people together to the Capitol. There seems to be a continued interest for people to come to the Capitol and want to pray in that location in the Rotunda And then there is possibly a prayer event next week when I'm out of town on the 6th because we have a federal court hearing on our Marriage Act. It's an appeal hearing, and we're praying for a breakthrough, which would be unusual, but a breakthrough in that federal court that they would continue the stay of not in, of enforcing the law and not going along with the original federal injunction against the marriage law. So we have a marriage law for between a man and a woman. Federal court just recently struck it down several months ago, and then it was appealed. The attorney general didn't want to appeal it. It was given to out-of-state lawyers. It's now in court, and it'll be next Wednesday. It'll be there'll be a hearing for that. So there's a group considering the prayer for that. I talked with April Hunt the other day. We're kind of trying to work closely with a couple of groups. One is the Heartland Apostolic Prayer Network group, and they want to have a prayer time in the Capitol, and they may be doing that with the Family Foundation next week. So we're maintaining a good alliance with Family Foundation, American Family Association, and the Heartland Prayer Group, which are larger networks.
Great. Great, great. Thank you, Mike. And I see we just have about 5 minutes left. Delbra, do you want to give us an update on Illinois?
Sure. Summer, we're launching November 19th with a call to prayer for Illinois. Senator Sam McCann is our chair, and we're excited about that. Actually, Summer, I wanted to make a comment about the shift that is happening across the nation as the prayer networks are getting organized, the body of Christ coming together more and more. There seems to be a shift happening that, yes, we still need to pray, but we are getting up and doing something. And 2 years ago, as I was, my husband and I were traveling out to Washington, D.C. to the summit for the National Day of Prayer, the Lord spoke to my heart and said, Delbra, you have been fighting the battle rather than releasing the victory. And I feel like this In God We Trust, Put It Up campaign is that in reality, it is releasing the victory of God within our state. And I'm just so excited about it. I have a group of people here in our county that are going to begin to work on an In God We Trust campaign to just flood our county. We're going to flood the schools, every city council, every avenue, even businesses. We're going to design, we're going to have posters that we're going to take to our businesses in our county, ask them to put it up. We're also going to keep a journal of how we did things and then impart that to the rest of the state. We have 102 counties in Illinois, and so I just want to say that as a word of encouragement that it maybe it's time to begin to release the victory and actively put feet to our prayers to get up in the public square and see God, especially with the unity of the body at this juncture in our nation, as we did the thunderclap yesterday, this will be like a thunderclap across the nation, breaking open those places that have been so hard in the past, giving us entrance, and then not only us entrance, but that gives God a place from which equity can flow. God says in His Word that when truth is lifted up in the streets, He draws near, and He then has a place from which equity can flow into our cities, our schools, our government, our military, our families, the church, and I'm just excited, and I had to say that.
Thank you. And we're looking at doing a launch event in your capital on November 19th, so we're excited about that, and we'll continue to pray for just clear direction as we move forward in Illinois. So thank you for your diligence there. 2 minutes left.
Summer, this is Leah. Can I jump on what Delbra just said real quick?
Yes.
Delbra, I just really appreciate you saying that. I really feel like that's part of the Lord, because that's exactly what was happening on my conversation this morning with Congressman Forbes. and what he feels is happening. Again, you have to realize, too, that this In God We Trust campaign, this was birthed out of the heart of the members of Congress. That Congressional Prayer Caucus, 100 members of Congress, they got together, many of them, not all 100, obviously, but a core of them, and said, what can we do? And this is birthed out of prayer, and them, the leaders of our nation, saying, we have to restore and return, change the momentum, change the narrative. We're the leaders. What has God put in our hands? And this is what they said. We have got to turn the country, and we're going to use In God We Trust. That's what the Lord has given us. And they came together. They've gotten pushback on this, but they have steadfastly pushed it and pressed it, and they've passed us and said, would you be the catalyst for this? It's you. We feel like we've done this for you, CPCF, so that you can make an impact in this nation. So what you just said, Delbert, is exactly right. What they said is, we cannot win if we just stay on the defensive. We are not to be on the defensive. We are to go on the offensive through prayer and action. And this is what you guys have been doing. You have been praying. You've been going on the offensive. This is giving individuals and citizens a chance to go on the offense and not just stay on the defense and wring our hands and say, oh, my gosh, they're taking everything away from us. No, this is a chance for us to go on the offensive. And the third thing that you said was important, orchestrated strategies. That was the word, not that phrase. Those two were exactly what we talked about on the call today with the congressman was he said the same thing. Leah, we see this as the opportunity to create an orchestrated strategy into every state, every community, down to the city council, school boards. We want people to be mobilized. We want to turn a grassroots effort to get God back up, and this could give us the opportunity. It's not just four words. It's not just a symbol. This has meaning. Symbols have meaning. These four words have meaning, and this is a strategy that the enemy, it's a safe harbor. The enemy will try to come against it, but it's already proven that they cannot come against this in any kind of significant way because, again, Congress, the laws, the policy, everything is on our side with this one particular strategy In God We Trust. So I really appreciate what you said, Dilber, because I think the heart of what this is and the impact is yet to be seen, but I believe it's out of the heart of the Lord. So thank you. Oh, and also one last thing. And this really came to my heart, Lee, when you were talking as well, and also Beth in Colorado. Congressman Forbes said to me this morning, he said, Leah, we're going to put a list together of the legislators across the nation who are not only your state prayer caucus chairs, but anybody that you believe could have a heart for this but maybe doesn't understand it. He said, put a list together for me. I will start calling them personally and inviting them to this summit. It's that important. It is that important. Mm-hmm. So you tell me, who do I need to call, and I will start calling them. So if you folks have people that you feel like really have they're the people that could do this, and it would make a difference if Congressman Forbes called them personally and invited them to the summit or invited them to be a part of this. He just committed to me this morning that he would start making those calls, and that is a giant. Now let me just say this: that is a giant lift for him. And he actually has called. We've got him on the call with legislators in Michigan, Alaska. I mean, all over the place. He has been faithful to put this as a priority to get on the calls with these state legislators. It's sometimes extremely difficult, takes a few times, but he has done that for us. And so I just want you all to know that's a big deal. And when he gets on the phone with them, it changes hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Good. Well, the last thing I want to mention is Abby in Pennsylvania was not able to join us today. She's in the midst of pulling together the Unite to Restore America. It's going to be taking place in Giant Stadium in Hershey, Pennsylvania, I believe it's August 16th. Now, Sharon and Jenny, as I think about that, it's August 16th in Pennsylvania. So Leah's going to that. I'm going to that. And if any of y'all can join, it's going to be a very strategic event out there in Pennsylvania. I'm pleased to be praying for that event.
And not just going to it, but Abby has asked us to be on the platform. So I'll actually be sharing about the network and the In God We Trust and what's happening. So she's given me an opportunity to actually to speak at that event.
That's right, that's right. And Representative Rick Saccone, the Pennsylvania Prayer Caucus co-chairman, will be speaking as well. So we hope you all can be there. And it's 11:03. I don't want to take any more of your time, but at the same time, I want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to share if you had something that you wanted to share today. So I just want to open the floor right now for anybody that would want to share anything. And if you have to go, we definitely understand and appreciate you being on today. And I'll be sending around this for everyone to listen to again in case there's anything that you want to glean after the call. Is there anybody who wants to share anything, or that you have any final questions for Leah, myself, or anybody else on the call?
I have a question, Leah.
Sorry, Leah.
Julie, maybe you can call me later.
Okay, Thomas.
Okay. Could you call me later?
All right. I will.
Summer, I want to say that I'm going to have a conference call on Thursday, August 7th. That's next week at 8 a.m. I'll send you the information for a follow-up on 7-14-14. Especially those that did something in your state. If you have anybody from your state that you want on it with you, I'll send you the details. But I was talking to Sharon and I corresponded with Mike and Lee and some, just to be able to talk about what went on in the states and share some things that have gone on afterwards, and then maybe have another one where we invite everybody in the state or what the states that want to join, but kind of a wrap-up next Thursday at 8, and I'll send out the information to you, and anybody's welcome from this group to join in on that. And the other thing is I need to connect with Pam in Florida if I could get her information, please.
So this is Cindy from Michigan. One, oh my gosh, listening to everybody, I just want to say please pray for me as I get started on this. I may have done a lot for years, but listening to you all, it's like, oh my gosh. And one of the questions that I'll have later is I would love to be able to connect and call some of the state leaders and just ask them a few questions of what they're in the middle of. We have a lot of activity going on in Michigan. We have a lot of great leaders who have been involved with government and prayer. So I don't think it's going to be a daunting thing, but I really like to glean from other people. So I just want to say to the other people, to the other state leaders, I probably am going to give a call and just ask you guys some questions. I want to just glean ideas from you guys. I like to learn and then move. So anytime there's any suggestions or anything for us here, I love to eat up suggestions and ideas. And like I said, there's some awesome things going on here, but I'm really excited about this. So a little bowled over by everybody. So that was it.
We appreciate you. Definitely, we definitely encourage everyone to connect. I mean, that's what this is about, is what we all working together to advance the kingdom. So please do. Good. Well, we did go over, but again, thank you all for – last call. Anybody else have anything you want to share?
I just want to thank everybody for their prayers.
Can I just say thank everyone? I feel like I've turned a corner. I know some of you sent out a request for prayer, and I've had several send things to me. And I just, man, I can't even imagine life without you guys. It's just helped tremendously. So thank you so much.
Good. Well, we thank you. And Thomas, I heard you also. Did you have a last comment?
Just as a word of encouragement to those who hear about this and all the stuff going on, and then you look in your state going, there's nothing going on, you know, I just want to say the Lord called us to be faithful. And it's not about the battle, because the battle belongs to the Lord. We need to walk in the victory. And the scripture comes to mind about do what you can to stand, and after you've done everything to stand, which I've never really quite figured that verse out, other than do what God has asked you to do, and then from your right and from your left, God will send people to roll the enemy up. God will send people to roll the enemy up. But you hold the line, be faithful in what you're doing, and allow, you know, sometimes it takes God to do a work. Right before, during our phone call, I got a breakthrough with somebody in the Ohio Speaker's office, and God has done a work there. But I had to let the strong leaders now going to come alongside, and God had to do a work there from, you know, from my far from the far right that I did not really, you know, see coming. But the Lord is just, I just want to encourage you that just do what He's given you to do. Do your part. Be faithful in what He's done. And the victory, the battle is His, the victory is His. And He's just asked us to be faithful. Just asked us to be faithful. And yes, you know, engage in this, in God We Trust stuff. Engage the enemy. Engage, and but let them know that the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. We're not orphans.
Thank you. Yeah, no, that's a great word. I think all of us can testify of the times where we just contend, and you can't necessarily see the end of the light at the end of the tunnel, but then all of a sudden God shows up and turns it all. And so it's just a matter of staying faithful, and literally anything can change in a day. So, yes, I agree. Great word, Thomas. Thank you. Okay. Well, Leah, will you close us out today, please?
Absolutely. Father, we are so grateful for this time together, Lord, and we acknowledge You are the one that has empowered by Your Holy Spirit every movement, every prayer, every declaration of Your name, Lord. It's from You, through You, by You, with You, because of You, Lord. It's all You. And God, I ask that You would just cover and surround and fill every one of these state directors, and release them through Your Holy Spirit into the fullness of everything You call them to, Lord. We pray for favor with every person that they stand in front of. Lift them up, energize them, encourage them, strengthen them. You know the secret places of their hearts where they're crying out and where they've interceded and where they're praying. Lord, meet them in those places and answer those prayers. God, we pray You continue to unite our hearts into a network of people who are walking with one accord and one heart and one mission. Mm-hmm. Lord, that we might be a mighty force for Your power to flow through. We love You. We praise You. And Lord, we ask that You would go before. We just reach out and lift every one of our government leaders, and we put them right here at Your throne, Father. And we say, touch them, protect them, keep them, fill them, save those that need it, Lord Jesus, and give them courage to be Your ambassadors in this nation. We love You. We praise You in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all for being on. God bless you. Happy birthday, Jenny. Enjoy your day.
Love you guys.
Love you all. Yes, have a great day. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.